Tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks. It's Sunday, June 7th, 2026.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes, you are. Well, we're getting ready to enter the 100th day of the war that was supposed to last 4 days, that has killed a lot of innocent people, cost hundreds of billions of dollars, and destroyed the world economy. Trump blew up an idiotic NBC reporter. I don't know why he keeps giving corporate media interviews. They're only big when he does give them the interviews. And I watched the interview. Everything he said was true and dead on about election fraud in California. And now they're, again, holding the election up. And then magically all the ballots come in. That's confirmed. They're like all against Spencer Pratt. None for Spencer Pratt. Everything for Bass. Of course, that's the Democrat way. They just always wait and then they have enough magically come in. Took California months to decide their races in 2024. And don't worry, all those Republicans that were ahead, they ended up losing. So she tries to give him that gaslighting, saying that's crazy. There's no election fraud in this country by the Democrats. And then he blows up at her, throws the mic down, steps on it when he walks away. It's a mic stomping moment. He's invented something new. He wasn't just a mic drop moment. He had he ground it out like a lit cigarette you throw on the ground. You can even hear it crunch and the audio go out. Stomping off like Godzilla. But then he tells the Whopper, I never said no new wars. And technically he would say, if you want big wars, if you want a whole bunch of wars, if you want World War III, vote for Kamala, vote for Hillary before that. But I'm going to try to stop new wars, and I'm the peace president, but I won't let Iran have a nuclear weapon. So I'm not defending him. I mean, I wouldn't call it a truthful statement. Because he just went, oh, that's ridiculous. I never said any such thing. Oh, I could show you the compilations, but I don't need to. I mean, there are like 10-minute compilations of him going back to like 2016 until just before the election and even after. I'm the peace president and all the rest of it. But that's the one they got him on. But everything else he was saying was just pure unmitigated crap. And these shows have almost no viewers, but he's a boomer. He's upset that A-listers, he thinks people like Madonna is an A-lister. He's upset that A-listers don't want to come to his big boxing event at the White House in a week. Everybody you think's an A-lister, Streisand and all those people, they weren't cool 30 years ago, bro. But not Trump. You see the list of people he tries to give these events. I mean, it just shows his disconnect. Absolute. Oh, you know, podcasters getting pretty popular. Someday they'll be as big as the news. They were bigger than the news 10 years ago, bro. But it just shows that Trump still believes whatever he hears on Fox News. And he watches Fox News, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, and he thinks that that is the whole world. And then when CNN has a poll, oh, sir, 100% of your supporters support the war. He just keeps spouting that as his real numbers go into the tank. But I'm belaboring that. It doesn't matter. We have all the clips for you. We're going to be getting into that. But wow. Over a week ago when we reported, a week and a half ago, on the legislation of the Defense Authorization Act that literally says integrate, fuse, give access to all intel, all weapons, from DARPA through the universities into the Pentagon, into the agencies, embedding lifetime Israeli operatives inside the highest levels of the military-industrial complex. Netanyahu's letter comes out later where he thanks Congress. And by the way, it did pass out of committee for it. He talks about integrating everything, including AI, weapons, everything. They're like, when I first talked about it, we can have it go, oh, it doesn't exist. Jones is making it up. Then it doesn't say that. Well, now they've had the congressional hearings. Now the Pentagon came out and said, Israel is the number one threat, spying-wise, to U.S. national security. That broke a couple days ago when I posted on X. Here come the bots saying it's not true. Now it's all admitted, all over the news. What are you going to do now? We'll be right back.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us for this live Sunday, June 7th, Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are coming into the 100th day of this disastrous war that Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likudnik wild-eyed Zionists drug us into. We've got all the repercussions of that. Trump blowing up in an NBC interview, walking off the stage over the fact that they were saying, no, you did say that you wouldn't have any new wars, and there's no election fraud. So they were doing most of the lying, but Trump was being deceptive when he's like, I never said no new wars. I never said I'm the peace president. Yeah, you did a whole bunch, Trump. So that's the facts. So thank you so much for joining us today. It has really come to a head a week and a half after it was discovered in the Defense Authorization Act, the big defense bill they're trying to pass the next 2 months for next year's spending for the War Department, that Israel put Section 224 in there. Netanyahu later admitted that he wrote it, and it's, quote, his plan in a letter thanking the Republicans. They did pass it out of committee, so that's moving forward to the full House floor, I guess, in the next week. And in it, it says integration, merger of everything, bioweapons, AI, conventional weapons, satellite telemetry, spying, everything. And that's, quote, Netanyahu's plan to fund Israel because they'll co-own our weapons. If they do one thing or design anything or claim they do, it's just all free lunch. I mean, this is crazy. Did you know we were getting married to Israel officially? Like, we're about to have a wedding, and the preacher says, if anybody has a problem with this, now speak or forever hold your voice. Well, I'm as a nation, I'm not going along with marrying Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's huge. And, of course, the bots and the neocons tried to first say it didn't exist, and they said, well, it doesn't really say that. Now they're like, well, it is a good thing to do. And you want to kill all the Jews if you don't support this. Just crazy. Wouldn't want any foreign government having any of this control over us. This is insane. This is treason. As I've been saying for a week and a half, now on Friday night, NBC News comes out, and the Pentagon confirmed it, and they were given the classified document. A bunch of it's now been published in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and the Pentagon's confirmed it. Yes, that's our assessment. The Defense Intelligence Agency and two other agencies in the Pentagon said the number one national security threat for spying and espionage is Israel, bumping Israel up to the highest threat level. And, of course, that dovetails with everything we see and that we're witnessing right now. Oh, Congress, the American people, you got a problem with a blank check to Israel or any other foreign government? Well, we'll just merge R&D and defense development and the patents on it with Israel and just give them all the money that way in the black hole with $18 trillion since 1996. That's how much they say is missing. $18 trillion was 2.4 in 2001, over $10 trillion like 6-7 years ago. So that's where we are, $18 trillion. Boy, let's attach Israel to that. A country with a smaller gross domestic product than San Francisco. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. But Israel has the lobby. Half the billionaires of the planet are Jewish. Most of them are Zionists, and they are funding it. And any congressperson that bucks it, Democrat or Republican, they'll primary your ass, like Thomas Massey. He's come out. He's got a few months left in Congress and pointed out that he's introducing another amendment to try to block it when it goes to the floor. And he says it's treason. And that's exactly what it is. Not treason by Israel. They're a government that sees a government they bought off and infiltrated, so they're trying to take us over. That's just conquest. But the treason is the folks in Congress doing all of that. That's coming up. And again, I never said there was an Israeli conspiracy to control the U.S. I never said they were the most dominant lobby or power group or adversary of the U.S., like Communist China was, or the EU, or the left in general, allied with Islam. But now Israel, with their control of Trump to a great extent, though he's starting to at least buck a little bit, is making a move to censor everybody, control the Pentagon, intelligence. 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel in any way, you can't get any government contracts. I mean, this is all very un-American, very, very dangerous. The ADL's partnered with law enforcement, got the Southern Poverty Law Center running all the main white supremacist groups so they can create the problem and create the boogeyman. It's serious. So I've got the latest on all of that. We're going to be getting into. And then I sent the crew over 50 videos out of the UK alone, and then a whole bunch out of Europe. There's a giant Islamic uprising, and if it wasn't for X, you wouldn't even know about it, because it's not on the German or Belgian or Dutch news or Swedish news or French news or UK news. If you talk about it in the UK, they come and arrest you. You could be a top journalist, you could be a guy on the street. And I have all these videos of new ones of somebody standing on the street and a bunch of Muslims are burning things, and you show it, and the police come and arrest you and tackle you and drag you away. I mean, it is unbelievable, all the information we're going to be getting to today. And just to tie into that, Churchill dropped from UK banknotes over elitist and divisive image. And then I've got countless videos with the Muslims and others saying, this is our country now, get out, we rule you, we're taking over. And them saying it in Germany, saying it in New York. These are all new videos. New York is ours now. Whatever the brown people say goes now. The cops are going to come and whip your ass and keep you in jail all night. This is our city. Go back to wherever the F you came from. Do you have a visa to be in New York? It's no longer America. There's videos of these. Pregnant women being beat up by Muslims, thrown off buses. Germany saying, we want foreigners, not Germans. Keir Starmer saying, Muslims are the best. White people, white men are banned from any new government jobs. Actual video. I mean, this is all brand new. The UK just banned white middle-class men from applying for paid internship at taxpayer-funded organization. I mean, it's the same thing. U.S. journalists talking to the police. Listen to what the police officer says to the Muckraker report. It doesn't matter if what you said wasn't racist. If someone claims it was, we arrest you. It's up to the Muslims. I mean, wait till you see all of this. I've somehow got to try to play it all. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, in Albania, millions have marched, gone absolutely crazy, when they found out that the Rothschilds, Jared Kushner, with the government, had taken over a big wildlife preserve with a plan to build an airport, take over a private island that already has all these nuclear war bunkers in it from the Cold War, and that they're going to build this giant elite compound there, and the people got mega pissed. I mean, that just shows how popular being tied to Israel is all over the world. And that's what Trump, when it first broke, I told you, Trump's the one that leaked it to Axios almost two weeks ago. Oh, it's not even a real report, Jones, it's fake. I'm like, oh, really? I made some calls, it was real, it was Trump leaked it. Trump later admitted, no, he's the one that put it out. Netanyahu said, yeah, he said those things to me. He said, you're crazy. You'd be in prison without me. You need to quit blowing up whole apartment buildings to get one bad guy. And he said to him, you've made Israel the most unpopular country in the world. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. And now Trump understands most people hate him because of this. So that's where we are. And now Trump has basically kicked the Israelis out of any level of the negotiations with Iran. But to really fully do that, he's got to kick Kushner out, who literally grew up with Netanyahu. Kushner and his criminal dad, best friends with Netanyahu. So that's why all this is going nowhere. But Trump keeps saying, oh, it's all about to end. So let's look at some of this NBC interview. Trump walks off Meet the Press interview with Kristen Welker. And again, I detest this lady, and you watch the whole interview. Everything she says is a lie, except you said no new wars. He goes, I never said that. I never pledged that. He used to say, we play the compilation, no new wars. I'm the peace president. You want peace, vote for me. You want World War III, vote for Hillary or vote for Kamala. Same spiel. And he did that during his first administration, so I believe he'd do it during this one. But it's not a complete lie, because he did throw in the proviso, well, I'll never let Iran have a nuclear weapon. We'll obliterate them if they try to have one. So he would give mixed signals, really. I wouldn't call it a complete lie, but the way he responded to the that's preposterous when she said that, that's what turns it into deception by Trump. I just call it like I see it. I don't think anybody can deny what I just said. Everybody saw it. I don't need to play the compilation of him. We have 5-minute ones, 10-minute ones. We said it hundreds of times. You've seen it, you know. And we've had a departure from the old Trump in the last year, and it's not good for anybody, in my view. And the end for Israel as well. This is all leading to a very dark place. So here is Trump getting into the real meat and potatoes of this situation, and that is that every time California has an election, they take the longest of any state. It took them over a month in 2024 to, quote, finish counting ballots, and you had all these Republicans ahead. But then magically, they would just keep finding more ballots and more mailed-in ballots in a warehouse or here or there. They would just keep counting and keep going until almost all the Republicans lost. And it's the same tactic they use all the time. In 2020, Pelosi said, it doesn't matter if he wins that first night, the first few days is a red mirage. We'll find the mail-in ballots. They're there. He will be gone. And that's exactly what they did. Now, Trump said last week the DOJ is doing a criminal investigation into mail-in ballots. Well, the Democrats said, well, I'm sure he ordered it, but I mean, will you ever see it happen? I'm not holding my breath with Todd Blanche, the Democrat lawyer operative who's the head of the DOJ, who Trump is now nominated to be the official AG. Predicted that. Oh, Jones, that's not true. He wouldn't do that. Well, did it again. So, however he's hypnotized him, I'm not sure. And then you got Trump getting up and stepping on the microphone. This is a classic. Here's both clips.
It was a dirty election,
Mr.
and it's
President,
happening again right now in California.
You never presented evidence.
It's happening
the
right now in California.
Rigged.
Right now, it's look at what's
Where's
happening
the
in California.
To that?
It's
the Republicans
4 days
are doing well
in California. It's no, they're not. They're dropping fast because it's a rigged election. Let me tell you, it's 4 days, and they aren't even close
well,
to coming
they,
up
that's
with.
That's how they count
You know
the
why
votes
they're doing that? Because they're cheating on the election.
There's what? Do you have evidence to support that?
All I have
that?
To do is look. All
but,
I have to do is
that's
look.
That's not evidence.
And I listen. And I listen to people. But, and let's see what happens.
But, sir, that's not evidence.
Do you think
and
it's appropriate
that's how they
that they
count the votes in
Do you
California?
Think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking
State
a winner?
State and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging
they're
the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they
they're
vote in
crooked,
California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked. And Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked. But let's
Really?
Let's
well,
continue.
You play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid.
Let's
you play
continue.
Right into their hands with this rep. You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You know that I won an election in a landslide, and I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why
you've
I got
never
that?
Presented
because you have no
evidence.
Credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about. I want to talk about Todd.
You have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk
your
about
your elections
you
in this country.
Court.
We're like a third world country.
But, sir,
your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked,
but,
and so is ABC and CBS and CNN.
But, Mr. President,
your one-sided crooked network. Sorry, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain with
all
you.
I know.
I've
I traveled
in the rain
all
with
the way
you for
to
an
Wisconsin.
Hour, on and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
all, listen,
press.
Listen, we traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview. We traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
So you've heard of mic dropping. He actually steps on the mic there for radio listeners. You hear it crunch. That's why the audio gets so bad for a while. He takes it off and throws it down but keeps talking. And then you can only hear off of her mic, and then he steps on it. What a delicious sound. So you got to love Trump at those moments. I still like him in many ways. He's way better than Democrats were. That's why it's so painful to see him go sideways and so dangerous. And he now knows it's destroying the country and his legacy and is very pissed behind the scenes. I've talked to people that are good guys in the White House. And I told you that over a year ago. He screams at Netanyahu. Trump said, oh, I've done that before. He's done it before. I've talked to folks that have been in the room. So Trump does like Israel. He does like Jewish people. He's got a lot of them working for him. Gets along with them great. His dad did too. And so he's got a soft spot for Israel and was brought up like most boomers to love Israel. And Israel was not like they are now back then. I mean, they had problems. But good boy, Israel's leadership's really nasty now. Who can deny it? But he's really pissed at Netanyahu, and he tries to act like he's friendly to Netanyahu. He's been screaming and yelling at Netanyahu since Netanyahu called Joe Biden and congratulated him. It was the first world leader to do it, and so Trump knows. Now, here's Fox News reporting, and so is CNN, on the fact, and so is the LA Times, that almost every ballot coming in is for Bass and for the other candidate who's way behind. None of them are for Spencer Pratt. Just like, remember with Biden and all those battleground states, he's below, it's an organic curve, Trump's ahead, organic curve, and then, oop, they close the counting, they claim, put up the cardboard in all the different states, same procedures, all these vans pull in the middle of the night when they're supposedly not counting, but they keep counting, and then, bloop, Biden goes straight up. That doesn't do that in counting, because, oh, we got all these new ballots. You think there'd be some Trump ones in there? No, no Trump ones in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan. So they are the party of mega massive fraud when it comes to election fraud. I mean, I've been doing this 32 years. I just cover balls and strikes, you know, as they are. And I can count on two hands, 10, 15 examples of Republicans involved in election fraud. The Democrats, it's just everywhere with thousands, just constant. I mean, you know that. It's just so crazy. And Todd Blanche hadn't done anything, and I know blocked a bunch of Ed Martin and other people's investigations into election fraud. And so here we are. Trump wants the right thing to be done, but he's not doing the right thing. Here's a clip from Fox.
We'll go to the runoff. We believe very comfortably, based on the Associated Press reporting from the votes all overnight, that she now currently leads in that mayor's race. So really, the second-place finisher will advance, and that's either Pratt or that's Rahman. But Pratt right now is sitting in a very good and comfortable position. So how do they vote in Los Angeles? Massive, sprawling town. Here are the neighborhoods. Pacific Palisades hit by the fires. Westwood, that's where UCLA is. Hollywood, and of course, downtown L.A. To show you a bit of a comparison, we went back to the results in Los Angeles from 4 years ago. This is not the primary now. This is the mayor's race and how it ended up. Karen Bass was the winner over Rick Caruso. Caruso was a Republican, then an independent. He ran as a Democrat. But this is where Caruso did best. Pacific Palisades, okay, in the neighborhoods to the north. Karen Bass did best in downtown L.A., Hollywood, and East L.A. And we'll see eventually once we get to November if indeed those voting patterns follow. Now, with that as a setup, John Ashbrook, co-host of the Ruthless Podcast, is with.
All right, I must have sent you the wrong clip. This is a Fox clip and a CNN clip saying, oh, almost all the ballots are for Bass and for the third-place challenger so they can try to get her in the runoff and then lose it. But it doesn't matter. It's all over the news. Everybody knows that's true. POTUS, do you think it's appropriate they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking a winner? They're crooked, just like you're crooked. And then there's an article on it. Nearly all overnight and late ballots in L.A. mayoral race going against Spencer Pratt. The Los Angeles mayoral count did not stop on election day, and the late ballot story is now moving straight into the election integrity territory. The reason is simple. The late and overnight mail-in updates being tracked online are cutting into Spencer Pratt's lead. Conservative accounts on X spent the last 24 hours pointing at the same pattern. The other challengers gaining on Pratt in the late count, and people want an explanation. Here is the clearest numeric snapshot of what they're reacting to. The viral screenshot circulating, we'll pull this up for people, in those posts shows Karen Ruth Bass at 172,720 votes, Pratt at 151,149, and Rahman at 110,848. Compare that to the current official Los Angeles County readback. As of the county's post timestamp, Bass sits at 183,701 and Pratt at 157,116 and the other lady at 119,809. See the difference? They're all gaining. He's not. Run the math between those two snapshots and the pattern is plain. Bass added 10,981 votes. Rahman added 8,961 votes and Pratt just added 5,967 votes. So in that window, Rahman gained 2,994 votes on Pratt. His lead over her shrank from 40,000 to 37,000. This is the move that lit up the timeline. And now the numbers are coming in even worse. In some areas, no votes for him in some of the precincts. So it is absolutely crazy, ladies and gentlemen, that that's where we are. Now, I want to shift gears into, and then be done with this part of it, because I had a lot of other stuff to hit. The war. Here's Trump telling the NBC newsreader, Parrot, that no, I never said no new wars. I never said that. Yeah, you did. With me, you didn't know you new wars. With her, you get World War III. I'm the peace president. And then we didn't win the peace prize last year. He goes, well, I guess I didn't win the peace prize, so I guess you'll get war. You know, one of his sick jokes, but that's where we are. And a lot of these pro-war people trying to act like that's not a deception, it just makes you look stupid because everybody knows what he said. Everybody's seen the compilations. Everybody saw him say it live. Just stop. We didn't get any new wars. I mean, just compared to other presidents, it was like crickets in the first administration. That was a great thing. And there has been a departure from that. And it's Israel driving the train and Israel trying to take over control of our foreign policy and domestic policy. And it's wrong. Here's Trump.
What changed? Because you insisted no new wars.
First of all, I didn't guarantee no war. Why would I have built the strongest military in the world? I built our military. I inherited a terrible military. We had no equipment. We had nothing. I built a tremendous military. Biden gave a lot of it away, but it's still a relatively small portion compared to what I built.
But you said it over and over again, Mr. President.
Why would I build a military? Now, I didn't want to use this, but I'm doing you and everybody else a big favor. In the midst of the greatest stock market in history, in the midst of the most successful country, because as you know, in the last term, we were dead country, Kristen. I know you're a big liberal or a big progressive.
No, but I'm just a journalist.
If I wanted to spend all day bashing Trump, I'd play the other clips where he's, inflation's up, yep, and it went down my first year, but it's up because of this, but it'll go way down right after this war's over. That's not what the economists say, and I agree with them. It's packed in. It's oil and fertilizer and key chemicals. Took a year to unwind this now. And then he goes on to basically say it doesn't matter, the economy's great, stock market. Trump, most people don't have that much money and aren't in there. The economy is not great, Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I raised that point. I'd say, aren't I good? I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away, so you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Well, because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think someone, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person, and your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow's news today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. The sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico, I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow.
Now, when I get up here on air and I cover all this information, it is the most accurate information I have. And it is absolute what I believe to be the truth. No exaggeration, but also no holding back. And if you watched Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's broadcast, I said it is with no pleasure that I say that the state of Israel and the Zionist state is the number one threat to America and world peace, and ultimately to Jews and Israel itself, if you look at second, third, fourth order. I said with everything they're doing, how they've galvanized the world against Israel and now the U.S., the insane level of torture, rape, war crimes that they get caught on video doing and declaring Amalek, you know, extermination, and then trying to cover that up. You add all that together, it's a perfect storm. And now it's the number one issue in the world. And now in Gallup poll, Israel's the most hated country in the world. It's been the most hated country in the world for about a year. But it's had a new Gallup poll globally, very accurate, and it's worse. Now, a lot of people that just, for whatever reason, have always been obsessed with Israel and Jews, and that's all they hear about, they're like, great, the world's finally awake. Think this out. The current clash of civilizations, the big issue in the world, is not AI, not the mad scientist, not Bill Gates, not the UN, not the plan for new pandemics, not the robot rise, all that stuff, 10 billion people, nuclear weapons. No, it's the Middle East and Muslims and Jews fighting with each other for thousands of years, sucking us into it. And then I've got countless videos of the Muslims committing atrocities and war crimes, and their school kids saying our mission is to murder and kill all the Jews. And as people say, well, we'll see, we'll be on the Jew side. It's all tribal warfare insanity. It's not our fight. And I don't want to hear, go fight them over there. So we have to fight them over here. It's the same number. They've averaged it out. Whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the UK, Canada, or the US, when you average it all together, it's between 12 and 18 times. And if you do the global average, it's 15 times. There are, look it up yourself. There are 15 times the Muslims in the West now than there were before 9/11. 15 times. So how did fight them over there so not over here work? We go over there and blow the hell out of it. In every case, take out someone way less radical. Our allies in Egypt, Obama took them out and put the actual Muslim Brotherhood in that blew up every damn church in the country. Then the Egyptians fought back and got back control themselves, more moderate. They just put the head of Al-Qaeda 2 years ago in charge of Syria. Israel founded Hamas so they'd have radicals in charge, they'd have an enemy. I've actually got a couple Jewish TV news reports. They even admit on Israeli TV and other places, oh, yeah, well, Israel does this so, you know, so we have caveman enemies we can blow up because we want to take their land. It's sick. But I'll assure you, the average American, whether they be a Christian, a Catholic, a Jew, whatever, doesn't even know this stuff. In fact, I've shown other Jewish broadcasters this stuff before when I've said this, about Israel going back to the 50s funding radical Muslims to blow up Jews around the Middle East to make them move to Israel. When I show them, you never saw this newspaper article, Jerusalem Post, 40 years ago? They're like, whoa, I didn't know that. And then they freak out about it and go on their own show and talk about it. I mean, I've talked to Jews that didn't know this stuff. It's like the average American doesn't know the Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen to get us into Vietnam. Of course, the average American doesn't even know what the Gulf of Tonkin is, Gulf of Tonkin incident or the Gulf of Tonkin. That's a big gulf there off Vietnam. So, but I didn't get to the big statement. Sorry, I was elaborating. So ask the archivist to do this because I want to play this tomorrow. Just to show people. I said, and it was a big deal. I made a big announcement. I said, listen, I wouldn't say this unless I believe this, and I walked through why. And I said, it paints a target on my back, but if I don't say this, I said it a bunch, but that's the clip I want. I think it was Wednesday, Thursday. I said, it paints a big target on my back, but if I don't say this, I'm a traitor to America, a traitor to my ancestors, a traitor to our forebears, to the veterans that fought and bled and died in many cases for this country. If any nation was trying to take us over, like Israel's doing right now with the legislation, with the lobbying, and with their political PACs targeting anybody that doesn't submit to them and primarying them like Thomas Massie, I said, I would be a traitor, and I would be aiding and abetting them if I didn't come out and do this. And it is quite a statement to say Israel is the number one threat to America's very existence and to world peace. And I went on to say, and to Israel, when you look down the road where this is leading. And by the way, it's funny, all the former Mossad chiefs, almost all their former top generals, have been saying this for 2 years. Tucker interviewed like 30 of them for a documentary he made released a month ago, got no coverage. I mean, millions of people watched it, but you'd think that'd be bigger news. So again, Israel's not one monolith, but the people in charge there are out of their minds. Remember Michael Savage? Before this new war started, he was on about 5 months ago. He said, I'm talking to all these top Israelis, and they say, you know, he's got to be removed. He's bitten off more than he can chew. It's going to trigger a chain reaction and turn the whole world against Israel. And Israel will win for a few years, but in the end, Israel will fall. They're not saying that because they're anti-Israel. They're saying it because anybody who knows this stuff in geopolitics and politics can see this is conjuring hell on earth. So I don't come at this from a perspective of, you know, secretly having, you know, Nazi daggers in my, you know, in my office that I worship, or I'm not eating off Nazi cutlery or whatever. That's a thing the Nazis do. I don't dress up in SS uniforms like Schwarzenegger does and then gets awards from the ADL because he loves Hitler. So, but what Israel has become and what it is a supervillain. Now, notice I said that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Spent hours. So for the archivist, his problem will be finding the specific clips I want, not big long, which is like a 5-minute excerpt. Because what comes out Friday night? The Pentagon. Now, here's the big announcement. The Pentagon, 100% in response to the legislation, what happened Thursday, passing out a committee to give Israel, under Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act, total access to everything, AI, weapons, weapons development, DARPA, top universities, live-time telemetry, integration, live-time fusion, integration, synchronization, fusion. When you hear fusion, integration, synchronization, baby, that means simpatico. That means one unit. Those are the terms they use for the armed services to work together and down to the unit level. And Netanyahu's letter bragging that he wrote the plan and wrote what they put in the bill, thanking the committee for passing it. Out of one committee to the final committee, and then Thursday they passed it out of that committee. And then less than 24 hours later, the Pentagon comes out and says, and they admit the Pentagon leaked this to NBC News and everybody else. But everybody else sat on it. They didn't know what to do. And now the Pentagon's confirmed, no, that's our assessment from now 2.5 weeks ago, that Israel is the number one national security threat to the United States because of, quote, these are White House sources, quote of the New York Times, the unhinged behavior of Israel. Folks, they got sex operatives. They're hacking everybody's phones. They're breaking in people's houses. They're putting pressure on people's families. They are up everyone's butt. And nobody is as aggressive as the Israelis. You can go read any of the former spy chiefs, CIA, Mossad people brag about it. I mean, nobody is more aggressive. Okay? And extremely competent. I'm not going to take that away from Israel. But we're talking foaming at the mouth, okay? And not just spying, putting pressure on people and buying people off to force us into full war. And Israel bragging, AIPAC, yeah, we got rid of Massie. We ran off MTG. We're going to get everybody. So here's the big announcement. All those were just a setup to this point. The Pentagon's own assessment that they didn't release until they saw that bill start to pass out of committee states the truth. And it states exactly what I was saying word for word. specifically. Nobody's more famous for spying on U.S. secrets and selling them to the highest bidder than Israel. So that's where we are. But here's the takeaway, and here's the headline in your mind. The Pentagon breaks its silence, issues emergency warning to the American people, the White House, and the armed services. Emergency warning. Here's the headline. Pentagon issues emergency warning to the American people. Israel is attempting to carry out a silent coup against the armed services and intelligence agencies of the United States of America. This is an unprecedented move because of the desperate times. And they've got Israeli and neocon and globalist operatives all over the Pentagon. They're flying Israeli flags, bases all over the place. They're trying to make troops pledge allegiance basically to Israel. You got IDF soldiers wearing their uniforms when they vote in the Congress. And so for the Defense Intelligence Agency and two other Pentagon intelligence agencies, all three joined it and agreed and did this. They are doing their job. The treason got so bad, the behavior got so incredible that the Pentagon said the number one security threat is espionage by Israel right now. And there's my report from a week ago about the nuclear blackmail. Go watch that 17-minute report where I talk about treason. And I show you the Israeli officials and spies saying, we held Nixon hostage in 73. They wouldn't give us more weapons, so we threatened to use atomic bombs or hydrogen bombs on Egypt. And then you got the current Ben-Gvir, on the National Security Council head, saying the same thing. He's even more rabid than Netanyahu. So everybody he's got cancer. Oh, he's had a heart attack. Great. Hope Netanyahu goes away. Not if you get Ben-Gvir. All people want to get rid of Putin. You'll get somebody way meaner. All the analysts agree with that. So we're in a rock and a hard place here, and basically, we're strapped in with a crazy teenager driving a souped-up Hellcat demon that's 1,000 horsepower, and the 16-year-old is wild out of his mind driving 200 miles an hour down the interstate highway at night, weaving between cars. And when you look over the teenager, you say, why don't you slow down and pull over? Why don't you stop? As the lights flash past you, and they go, shut up, anti-Semite. And I'm just like, you know you're out of your mind, right? You know that, right? So that's the reality here. The Pentagon has come out and raised the alarm one day after it passes out of committee. Go read Section 224 and then read the ADL and read AIPAC saying there's nothing in there. Netanyahu just wants to sell the missile defense system Israel has to the U.S. That's all. That's all. And the committee members, after they pass it, they out of committee, they go, you know, we ought to give Ukraine this too. And, of course, the Congress people know they can launder money through Ukraine and Israel and write back to themselves. But everybody focus on the money part. Netanyahu's like, my plan is we'll no longer be dependent on Congress because we'll now be co-owners of the Pentagon. What? But that's secondary. The stealing the money is nothing compared to integrating who the Israelis are going to send, who are being ordered to put them into every major command system, research system, you name it. And then it came out more of the Defense Intelligence Agency report once the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times made calls and said, we're not going to get arrested if we put this out. And the White House goes, put it out. So yesterday, the New York Times and Wall Street Journal today go, oh, no, the Israelis somehow broke into all our military's phones, all our intelligence people in Washington, in Israel, everywhere, and they're in live time control, and everybody's phones are tapped, and they're tracking everyone. Well, Israel now got Apple to say all the new iPhones have their chip made in Israel by their defense company in all the new iPhones. And Israel's famous for loading stuff onto chips and software and, you know, the Stuxnet they did with Iran against their power plants. But look, all these powers do it. China does it. We do it. The point is Israel's really nasty about it. Yeah, there's the article. Pentagon sees growing espionage threat. And I can tell you, it's sex operatives. It's just straight up cash. It's, hey, you ought to, you know, you've been invited by a group in Israel, first class hotel, everything taken care of to Israel. And then you're over there. Oh, this lovely young woman really wants to hang out with you. Oh, hey, just work with us. You know, we've got a business over here, a computer company. You ought to be a consultant for it. How's $1 million a year sound? I've talked to so many people that it happened to. That is standard procedure. I know military officers aren't even high up. Over there, boom, they're at dinner all of a sudden, or they're at the beach, some hot chicks are hitting on them. They're in a hotel room 2 hours later, and they're like, we want you to work for Israel, baby. That was really great sex. Don't want to tell your wife about this. So this is the real world. I have swatted off Israeli sex operatives, Russian sex operatives, CIA sex operatives. The crew's even seen it before. Had some CIA ones basically crying in D.C. But literally, I chewed their asses out so bad right in front of two of the crew members. And but that's because their MO was so clear. It was they got really freaked out when I assessed them that way. I talked to about 30 minutes. And I was like, you're not full-time sex operators. You volunteered for this when you both got sociology degrees. You probably went to Georgetown, right? And then they start going, I was like, oh, you want me, you want both, you want to go up to the room. I know the CIA honeypots work in teams like he did to Julian Assange. And then you're going to go up there and later say, I raped you. Hey, guys, what, you're probably about 40. I'm not against older women, but I'm married, by the way. But you're about 40. You're trying to all be dolled up. You're not really good at it. I mean, you're okay looking women. And you got yourselves wound up as volunteers to come in here when you're really just analysts now playing sex operative. They start crying and run off. So, but the Russians, it's just like, Putin wants to be your friend. You like her? And it's like some super gorgeous bombshell going, oh, my darling, like Ka the snake. Same thing with the Israelis. She's <ooh. laughs> some really hot ones. We just looked like Wonder Woman one time, and she was like, she likes you. You know, we like you. Come on, Alex. She's ready to move to Austin. She wants to be your friend. She wants to work here. Give her the job. We're your friends. We don't want this to feel like this anymore. You need friends, Alex. The Democrats and them, they're going to end up destroying you. Time for you to work for a team. So see, that's like, go ahead, guys. You can go ahead and go now. Thank you. See, with me, then none of this is personal. I'm not going to let you lunatics get us all killed, okay? We're fighting the crazy Muslims. Yeah, that you wind up and fund all the time. Just shut up and stop lying. Stop treating us like we're stupid. And stop trying to run our lives. You wouldn't put up with me over there trying to run your country. I'm a sovereign person. I have value. I'm a human being. I'm not a cow. And I'm not going to act like one. And humanity's getting up off its knees. Let's start going to the clips. Look at these headlines. Pentagon raised threat of Israel spying on U.S. to highest level. APAC says, none of it's true. They hope you don't read the bill. Trump's Defense Department sees growing espionage threat from Israel. They say, Pentagon raises threat to Israel spying U.S. to highest levels. Here's the actual letter where Netanyahu's bragging that my plan that I wrote, thank you for passing it, out of committee. You've got Mike Pence is very upset about populist conservatives that are so anti-Semitic and want Israel to run things. But first, let's go to Congressman Massey pointing out the truth that this is treason. But he does this thing where, oh, it turns out the conspiracy theorists a week ago were right. This is a takeover. We weren't conspiracy theorists. It's in the bill. What he means is the consensus is now we were right by all the other analysts. And now the Pentagon says we're right. But the Pentagon had already said it over 2 weeks ago. They just released it because they don't just go up against Israel unless they have to. There's still a few patriots left. They're like, okay, well, they just passed out of committee. Drop the hammer, boys. And, you know, and that was officially those agencies going, we're still Americans. Still having, like, hey, look, we'll be nice to you, Israel. Come on. But come on, guys, you don't run the show. I mean, it comes down to territorialism finally, see? Like, hey, buddy, we don't run you. You don't run us. What are you doing? Here's Massey.
This comes, that letter that you showed comes on the heels of a section, Section 224 of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, that was just made public by the chairman and the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. They intend to mark up that bill next week, I believe, and then we could see the NDAA on the floor very soon, maybe next month, if not sooner, for a full House vote. There's a troubling provision in there, Section 224, which I intend to offer an amendment to strip, but that provision would enmesh, synchronize, integrate, whatever word you want to use. I think they use the word synchronize in the legislation, but we all know what it means. And we were called a conspiracy. We were called conspiracy theorists last week for saying this means we're going to merge the two militaries, the IDF and the U.S. military, because they said, oh, this is just, we're merely combining our technology and our supply chains and all this other stuff. It has nothing to do with chain of command, which that may be true, but it's still an encumbrance and an entanglement that I think, honestly, is treasonous. There is no reason that this is not a symmetric relationship. Even NATO is asymmetric, but this is way more asymmetric, where we're going to be the ones giving, compromising our own national security, basically obligating ourselves to the defense of Israel at any cost, regardless of what Netanyahu engages in once we, through Section 224, the NDAA, and then this letter, which is showing you the road, the path that they intend to go down, that makes us all not conspiracy theorists now. It only takes the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth has been about 6 months here in Washington, D.C. It's now reduced to 6 days in this Israeli plan.
Yeah, the Israeli bots hit me when it first broke, saying it's not true, it's not real, it doesn't exist, just hoping people wouldn't look. Let me help Congressman Massey. I know he's very busy. In Section 224, it says there's a czar or a director of the merger program. They say synchronization. They say lifetime coordination. They talk about fusion. They talk about all of it, all the keywords, and it says what it does right there. And it says this master, they use a particular term. I'll look at it during the break. This czar only reports once a year to Congress. But it's all classified, and no place is more of a black hole for money than the Pentagon. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with more of these clips. I'm going to move off this huge subject into all the others that I mentioned earlier and more. Got a very special treat for you on Sunday Night Live tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to premiere a big interview here. Wait for that. But here's the deal, very briefly, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. That's what funds the Alex Jones Network. That's what funds ajnlive.com. We have big mega sale going on right now. 40% off methylene red, methylene blue, the gummies, MKUltra Brain Booster, and so much more. Zeolite tinctures and more. Wide selection of Patriot apparels. Please support the broadcast. Plus, you're missing out. These products really work. They will improve your life, and they'll fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds on Real Off Jones Now and Rumble. Do it.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot.
We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.